The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, has challenged Ghanaian scholars to come out with schemes that will justify their education. He further asked the country's experts to embrace a solar energy technology and help their communities with skills that would enhance their living conditions. Professor Awuno threw the challenge at the launch of an aqua solar plant at the Family Health Hospital at Teshi in Accra. Asidi Bangwe Keller witnessed the launch.
Water shortage is a worldwide problem that is getting worse with the growing population. By 2025, two-thirds of the world population would inhabit countries and regions where water is in short supply. The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, said solar energy is so abundant that it can be used for many things such as the aqua saline, which salinate water and enable anyone to make drinking water out of sea without any power source.
Where we live, Africa, in Ghana, we are not progressing. We are not progressing because of one thing. The knowledge that we acquire from those who colonize us, from the Europeans, we do not turn that knowledge to advantage. Our scientists and technologists are still caught up in not so much as the expanding of the science and the technology base of the knowledge that they have acquired from our various institutions at home and abroad, but they are repeating what they learned from the textbooks. The essence of technology is its application. Science is of no use if we do not put it to use. And I think that solar energy, to begin with, is a gift of God to us in Africa. The technical experts and the scientists are in the Ministry of Energy. We should address the use of solar energy to work for us. We've talked about it for too long. The time has come when we must get into using it. That solar energy technology is going to be harnessed to turn saline water or salty water from the ocean, which is here, is water we don't drink. We can turn it into water, and this is the beauty of the technology that is available to us today. And thirdly, when we take the drinking water out of the sea, there is a byproduct, salt. So we are killing three birds with one stone.
The technician of Aqua Saline Technical Corporation, Kovna Osei Wahin, had this to say about the machine.
This process is what we call the process by evaporation. Simply, we use this machine to desalinate water. Basically, equipment used is aluminium, which we use to make the plane exhaust. So we use high quality aluminium, which can attract the sun better. Then we put a few electronic additions so that we can get the minimum temperature we need. At the highest temperature, we get more water. We have the other means of producing water, which is the reverse osmosis, which uses a different method. But this method is by evaporation. What we do is we collect seawater, groundwater, brackish water, and we turn it simply into drinking water using simple technology. It's in fact a German collaboration. When we collect seawater, we put it into a tank, and then it falls by gravity. And then from that height, it falls inside that part, and then the aluminium here heats up the water. And when it's heated, the water condenses, and then it flows back through these pipes you see here. We've got two channels here. One takes the brine water, which is the salty water, and then the purified water comes from the other edge. Now, this is a smaller model. We have bigger models. So the bigger the model, bigger volume of water we can get. We've got systems that can provide water for a community of 10,000, for as little as 50,000 Ghana cedis. And then we can guarantee that because of the quality of aluminium we use, we are short 10 years life expectancy. Now, these 10 years, you won't have to change anything. So we can assure people we can maintain the price of water in the next 10 years at 5 cents.
The communications consultant, Kwesi Jan Apentin, who presided over the function, said the technology has come to stay. With this technology, it is hoped that water would now reach all, especially those in the coastal areas.
ACB Bangwe Keller's report.